Oh, they had great big log fires, you know, like you read about.
Right.
But in my time I came along, we had grates. And if they used any wood with it, it was small wood, sort of like our kitchen wood. Didn't have the big logs.
Well, what do you, the coal was out in the
about outdoors.
And you have to carry it inside. Well. How do you carry it? What kind
they
of
had to tote it inside, and the arms weighed the tote wood in. And scuttles and scuttles, coals and coal scuttles.
Uh-huh.
They call them hods, H-O-D-S. Either way, coal scuttles you brought in. And then we had a hod, which was black metal, sitting by the side of the fire. Sometimes they'd empty it and then go back and get another scuttle full.
You never had a basket on wheels?
No. No, we never had a basket on wheels. Wasn't easy like that. You had to bring it in your arms, you would, and your coal you brought in scuttles, we call them. And then a black little thing, a little high, a little bigger and a little higher than that, like metal, a little top, was a hod, H-O-D, to keep coal in.
Well.
Now, there was some reason I got this Captain Cook Soldier of the Revolution. There must have been something in it that I thought. He commanded the Independent Company Lighthouse North Carolina Continental Line during the War of the Revolution. So there was something I picked here. It was all the expeditions against the British and then later against the Indians that he's in. I checked something in here I thought was at the interest. But it was all these different things that they was in, chasing the Indians and chasing the British and all that. Francis Cook, Last Will and Testament of Francis Cook. Now those were interesting things, those old wheels. You'd find that they wheeled all sorts of funny things to the families. This is land. It's not funny about the land, but the land. One chest and one trunk. Joshua Cook and John Wheeler to the place of the beginning, that's the land. And also the bed and furniture that I got with her when he'd married her. He'd been getting a chest and a trunk. And one horse equal in value to the mare I got with her.
Uh-huh.
And one saddle and bridle and $500 in money, which legacy is to my wife, Betty. So it's these wheels, old wheels are funny, the things they had to wheel. But now he's trying to pay back things that she'd gotten from her
daddy. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just money, it's a lot of...
Inventory of such goods and chattels, C-H-A-T-T-E-L-S. That's a word for you.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. That's
chattel.
A legal term, too.
That's a legal term. True and perfect inventory of my goods and chattels. Now, that's a new one to me, chattels. Well, that's so. A heap of funny things in these wheels, things at the left. This one had her, gave his wife 200 acres of land to be divided so-and-so. So...
Well, I was interested in what how would you call, say you're calling the horses out there, or you're calling the cows, what kind of expressions would people use that you might remember? Do you ever hear people call the cows?
Yes, and I've heard the funny names, they call them Hooey or Howie or... I just can't tell you. Seems like me, we called our house horse and cow by name, that they all had names.
Uh-huh.
And that we called them Bess and Tess. And our calls went in, Winnie, come on, Winnie, and seemed to know the names.
Uh-huh.
But I know what you're talking about when they're hogs, like calling hogs.
Uh-huh.
They have Satan.
A lot of them together.
Uh-huh. How they would call them. Hooey, I don't know. We never heard a lot of them, so I don't know.